Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for an Anxious Heart, written and read by Ashley Moore. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead us to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. Romans 5:3-5. My phone buzzed the other day with a notification from the kids' school. Severe weather was on the way. My mind swirled like the Doppler image of the hurricane headed toward our area. Rejoicing is the last thing that comes to mind when I feel worried. Instead, my mind immediately begins to troubleshoot everything that could possibly go wrong and scramble to make a plan. I never want anything to catch me with my guard down. Where should I take the kids after school? Will our house be safe? What about the dogs? Should we leave town or risk riding the rough weather out? Maybe you can relate. Do you try to think through every possible scenario and how you might respond when life goes awry? Anxiety is often our response to life's unwanted surprises. Our minds race to get ahead of everything that can and might get thrown our way. We exhaust all our emotional energy in an unfruitful effort to stay ahead of uncertainties. But I've never, not once, been able to overthink my way into predicting the future. Worrying and overanalyzing, assuming the worst-case scenario, does nothing to calm my anxious heart. Frankly, most of the time, it just leads to more anxiety. However, the good news is not all anxiety is harmful. We can harness our nervous energy into action, helping us work to get to a safe place, solve the problem, or resolve the issue. Then we can use our anxiety to prompt us toward the truth. Scripture tells us to rejoice because our problems are doing something very useful. The problems anxiety tries to convince us we need to outrun are often the very occurrences God uses as His method to build character in us. This character leads us to the hope we have in the gospel, and this hope reminds us who God is and what He's done for us. No matter how dire the situation, His hope will never allow us to be put to shame. And the proof? He sealed us with the security of the Spirit. Romans 5:3-5. The next time something catches you by surprise and you find those anxious feelings bubbling inside you, your thoughts going every which way, try this. Allow anxiety to prompt you to pray. Talk to God about your problems and trials. Remind yourself that He is all-knowing, so you don't have to be. Rejoice that He is present with you through every storm and trial, and He will use every bit of your trouble to drive you to a hope that never fails. Allow this truth to be a balm to your anxious heart today, and know that you are never alone. God will never leave or forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I admit I often don't think to rejoice when trouble strikes. My knee-jerk is worrying. But in your graciousness, you gently remind me through anxiety to lift up my circumstances in prayer. Lord, I pray your word over my anxious heart. God, thank you that I can rejoice in these troubles because they are refining me into a strong and hope-filled person. So, Lord, I trust that as I lean on you during my trials, you stir hope in me and out onto others who may be enduring their own problems. God, help me to be gentle with myself when I'm feeling scared. Help me to run to you and not away from you. I know you are good, and you'll use everything happening to me for my good and your glory. Thank you that as I praise you and ask for what I need, you give me peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4:6. Thank you that gratitude is the secret weapon to experiencing joy during the storms I face. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.